It makes me also think about your life in general as a concert pianist. You've recorded now with a number of wonderful orchestras in Europe and with such wonderful conductors as Sir Simon Rattle and Claudio Abbado. You've made recordings of solo repertory. You lead a life as a chamber music player with wonderful friends and colleagues, and recording with them as well. When I think about that whole total package of musical activity, I come back to this world of the solo piano personality, and it came kind of really close to home to me this summer when I was asked to go and do a solo unaccompanied violin recital in Europe, and I found myself getting out on stage without a pianist, just by myself, and realizing that the next hour had complete and total focus on me with nothing else to interfere or compliment or inspire me, but just myself. And I had such a renewed sense of respect for the concentration and commitment and, well, just organic relationship that has to be there with your sense of music and the instrument itself. And I wonder if you could just comment a little bit about yourself as a solo pianist, when you really have that world all to yourself, as compared to when you're out there on stage with lots of other people inspiring you and maybe working with you collectively.
Well, you're right. I mean, this is, in a way, quite a different feeling, because you don't have any support. It's really just you on your own. Sometimes before a solo recital, this can also be frightening, to really think, my God, I have to do this 1.5 hour and so, and it's just me, and I'm supposed to make these people happy with this music. And but then on the other hand, it's a wonderful thing also, because I mean, I love all those three things. I love playing piano concertos, I love chamber music, and I love playing the solo recital. And in the solo recital, you've got all the you've got all the responsibility on your own, and you can also do what you want. You can just you can also, in the middle of a piece, decide to go mad and to do something completely different, what you've never done before, which in chamber music could be a little dangerous, maybe, if you don't have fantastic partners that go with you straight away.
Exactly.
Or maybe it might kill you also afterwards.
Many repercussions possible there. So the self-discovery aspect of the solo world is a big part of, I would imagine, of your growth too. I mean, this idea of being able to discover on your own and have these wild tangents where you see the music suddenly for itself, but because you yourself are the only viewer, you can respond to that picture. And I would imagine there's a great sense of inward confirmation about yourself and the music both in those moments.
That's true. I mean, in a way, this is the most intimate kind of music making, because it's just your own deep inside,
yes,
and the music, and so there's nothing interfering with that. You're just in a dialogue with yourself, and maybe in a spiritual way with the composer, and so that's very exciting. But in a way, especially on an instrument like the piano, you've always got chamber music, even if you're on your own, because there are lots of voices. There's a dialogue of right and left hand, and of all sorts of things going on. And of course, there are, in those wonderful pieces, there are so different characters that respond to each other. So there's always like different characters. It's always like opera-like storytelling and that sort of thing. So
that's true. And I have to say, as a violinist, I did miss that. It's much harder to create that illusion of many voices. I mean, one can do it, and certainly it's written into the Bach unaccompanied sonatas, where you have, you know,
in a wonderful way.
In a wonderful way, but it takes a different kind of virtuosity. But it's true. It's compelling to watch a pianist do their work at the instrument by themselves, because you do sense the way they have the instrument at their command most vividly when they are completely isolated without anybody else there to sort of to take your attention away.